The following podcast was broadcast live on Clubhouse and was recorded with the express consent of all involved participants. For full and uncut access to future episodes, download Clubhouse and listen live on Sundays at 7:30 p.m. IST, 9 a.m. Eastern Time.
You're listening to Bollywood Weekly.
So thanks everyone for joining us. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, this is only the second time we're doing this on Clubhouse, but Bollywood Weekly is a podcast that I run where we review different Bollywood movies every week. On Clubhouse, I think what we're doing is a little different, where we're picking a theme and then everyone can kind of share whatever films or whatever related to the theme, and we just kind of have a free-flowing discussion. So last week's theme was actually films that are so bad that they're good. And we ended up speaking for an hour and a half, despite which, after the session, I got a bunch of messages from listeners and participants about a whole lot of movies that we actually missed, which I think is, I don't know if that's a damning indictment of us, of missing such obvious candidates, or of Bollywood for just being so awful and having so many things that we couldn't cover all of them. But a couple of highlights. The first one is Players, which I think, for those of you who haven't seen, is a remake of The Italian Job. And comparing Players to Italian Job is like comparing, I don't know, pizza to Khakra or something. So that's the less said about that, the better. There is another movie. We covered a movie called Lucky in the podcast, but we somehow didn't think of Luck. Has anyone seen this movie, Luck?
No, I might have.
Imran Khan and Shruti Hassan. The only thing you need to know is that basically in a 2.5 hour movie, the word luck is said about 16,000 times. So you are in no doubt whatsoever what movie that you're watching. And finally, just to round this off, Darvish, you talked about the portrayal of sport in Bollywood. And Ishita shared with me a screenshot from Haseena Maan Jayegi, where, and I'm reading this out, the girls are playing basketball with a football on a golf course, dressed in tennis gear, except for the captain who's in yoga pants. So hopefully that doesn't give you too many nightmares.
I will be watching
the movie
weekend.
Reinvented diversity. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a classic.
It doesn't matter what sport you enjoy. You can play whatever you want. Okay, good. With that out of the way, the plan for today is to talk about underrated movies, our favorite underrated movies. And I think there were a couple of questions as to what the definition of underrated is, right? And I think there are two definitions, basically. The first is movies that were kind of universally accepted as being bad, or they flopped at the box office or whatever, but you actually think that they're good and you can tell the rest of us why you thought they were good. So let's start with that. And then I think the second definition, which we can come to later, is basically just movies that are maybe smaller or more obscure, that they didn't get talked about, but are actually also really good. So hopefully at the end, you also come away with some recommendations of things to watch on Netflix or wherever else you watch your movies. Okay, so let's start. Who wants to go first? Favorite underrated movie?
No one's going first? Then it shall be me.
Satyen, before you start, you cannot say Houseful. I'm vetoing that from the beginning.
I started off on a controversial note the last time, but I think this one, I will start off on the correct note. My first choice is Fasgaire Obama. How many of you have seen that?
I've heard of it.
Yes, that's a really good one. And right? Also, I will say, because I was very stuck yesterday, I Googled like what are the most underrated movies in Bollywood. None of my lists are on those lists, but that came up a lot.
I can't remember the exact, the full movie itself, but I believe it's people trapped in a house or a particular place. It's a beautiful satire written by Anubha Pal, and all of them have to complete different learning exercises to get selected to be the person who gets to handshake the president, the US president. And it's really, really funny because it's almost set like a play, and it just plays out in a very, very entertaining manner.
Interesting. Who's in this movie?
This is
Neha Dupia. I swear, Neha Dupia's in this movie, right?
Yes, she is. But I would start with Rajat Kapoor and then get to Neha Dupia. Yes, Rajat Kapoor is the main one I remember. I can't remember the other ones, actually. Neha is some sort of a gangster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all like competing because it's all based around the fact that someone loves the Yes We Can speech or something like that. But it's actually extremely like it is very funny in a proper way and not like so bad it's good.
Correct. Yeah, it's not a cringe classic Bollywood funny wannabe movie. It's actually a smart comedy.
Okay, interesting. Who wants to go next?
Okay, I'll go with one. Actually, I can group both of these together. They are both Siddharth Malhotra movies. And both movies which I think the idea is a lot more clear than the execution. First being Bar Bar Dekho, which is, I think, a really cool movie. The music was amazing. I don't think these two people have ever looked better. And it was actually very enjoyable to like get the concepts, but it was a bit of an overkill. And I think the second one in that category was Ittefaq, which is a movie that came out, I want to say 1 or 2 years ago. And it's like a crime thriller. And it's just him, Sonakshi Sinha, and Akshay Khanna, I want to say. And I liked the idea that Bollywood is trying to do more and more like crime, twist, thriller type things. But yeah, the acting was just very bad. But both of those movies are in the same line of basically Siddharth Malhotra's mediocrity, but really cool concepts, which I just wish were done better.
Yeah, I actually agree. Let's do one by one, right? I actually also thought Bar Bar Dekho was very underrated. And I think it's exactly what you said, right? And I've gotten a lot of grief from people whenever I express this opinion. But it is actually a very cool concept. So it's basically like Siddharth Malhotra and Katrina Kaif know each other since they're 7 and then they're getting married. But basically, without trying to kind of give away too many spoilers, Siddharth Malhotra suddenly, they have like a huge fight. And then Siddharth Malhotra wakes up and it's like 2 weeks later. And then the next time he wakes up, it's like, 10 years later or something, right? And it's kind of going through this journey of him having these different experiences and almost seeing how their life is going to play out. And yeah, I think it was actually really cool. But the acting is just really bad. Like the entire thing is just torpedoed by Siddharth Malhotra's lack of any expression or any emotion whatsoever.
Yeah, but his job is not to act, it is just to look good. I think we have established that in the last 10 years.
He also doesn't look very good. I mean, he doesn't look bad, but he doesn't look good enough to look good if he can't act. That's just like my personal opinion on him.
Yeah, and I will say, I mean, I thought Katrina was not bad. Like, I mean, with her, I mean, you know that she's not a great actor. But you can see that she's kind of trying and she's like doing the best that she can. With Siddharth Malhotra, you always get this feeling that like the guy could do more, but he's just like has decided that he's going to coast off his good looks and just be there.
Is it good enough to just keep, you know, just because you try really hard and you're still really, really bad? Is that an acceptable, like surely there's a lot more Bollywood actresses who deserve an opportunity that aren't getting one. Just because everyone thinks she's eye candy.
Yeah, that's also fair. I think that's true.
If you see movies like Rajneeti and Mere Brother Ki Dulhan, she actually has talent. Like, she has worked really hard to acquire some. But it actually, like, she is very charismatic on screen. You want to watch her.
I think that's a really good underrated film, by the way, Mere Brother Ki Dulhan.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen that one.
Worth a watch. It's if you have time and you know, you don't want to watch anything too serious. It's actually pretty good. It's fun. It's funny. And it's actually like a passable film. And she acts well, in all fairness.
Yeah, in terms of Ittefaq, I don't know if I would actually call it underrated, because I feel like everyone who I have spoken to actually enjoyed it. And I think it was a kind of small budget film, right? Like, it's only three actors. There's like, there's pretty much like, you know, not more than I think two or three locations. Most of the time it's just Akshay Khanna like walking around in the rain, which I actually really like Akshay Khanna. So I didn't mind that. Acting could have been better, but I think given the type of movie it was still, I thought like it was pretty good, and I haven't heard anyone who felt that it wasn't. So I don't know if it necessarily falls in, but yeah, good watch.
I've got a couple that also kind of the same actor. So Wake Up Sid, I'm not sure it was necessarily like thought of as a bad film, but I just think underrated in the sense that it wasn't as a big, I guess, because I know a lot of people who haven't necessarily watched that. And then the other one by the same actor is Rocket Singh.
You know, it's funny you say Rocket Singh, because I met somebody yesterday and I said, oh, I'm going to be like on this podcast tomorrow. Do you have any movie ideas? And the first movie he said was Rocket Singh. Because he was just like, it is so underrated. But I don't think it's underrated. I thought it did really well.
I think I would say it is probably still underrated, because when people think of like Ranbir Kapoor and his best movie, no one really thinks of that or remembers that. But I agree. It's actually, I think that was the movie where, at least in my mind, maybe not in other people's mind, but that was the movie for me where it was like, okay, this guy is not just, you know, a product of nepotism who's come and like gonna just do these big budget movies. He actually wants to like try different stuff and push himself. So I quite liked that.
Yeah, I agree on Rocket Singh. Like, and it was just very funny and very easy. It just like flowed very well, the whole movie, start to finish.
Yeah. Speaking of Ittefaq, I actually did a podcast on Ittefaq, and we ended up just talking about like thrillers and whodunits in general. And so I'm now going to bring a possibly controversial movie to the table, which I know Satyan agrees with me. I don't know about the rest. But 36 Chinatown.
Yes.
I've been meaning to watch that.
Oh my God, yes. That is quite... I thought you were going in a different direction. I also have one for this genre, but that is a really enjoyable movie.
Is this really fun? I like the fact that it doesn't try to take itself too seriously. Like, it's almost like, you know, it's in on the joke. Like, it knows the parts where it's being, like, silly, but then you are actually kind of hooked and trying to figure out this mystery, right?
Yeah, it's actually one of the better written mysteries, I thought. And some of the comedic scenes in there have been written so nicely also, especially that scene I still remember where the, what's his name? I think it's something, Upen Patel, the legend. He climbs out of the...
Can we do a podcast legend just on his movies?
All four of them.
Yeah, this one and one more.
Hey, Namaste London. Namaste like... London, thank you very much.
Yeah. When I picture him, I think of the perfect underwear model for some reason. And so there's a scene in 36 Chinatown where he leaves the hotel room and I believe it's him, he walks across like a tightrope of sorts from one room to the other building, you know, the other room in the other opposite building. And that's just hilarious because I think he is in his chuddies in that one.
And 36 Chinatown also featured the music of Himesh Reshammiya in his prime. So,
oh, yes.
What were some of the songs?
Aashiqui Main Teri.
Oh, wow, that classic.
What song is that? Can you sing it so that I know what you're talking about?
I cannot.
Aashiqui Main Teri, cha cha chandani, chandani.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was brilliant, by the way.
Yeah.
Perfect. That was actually perfect. In lieu of the dancing, we cannot see.
Have to resort to songs.
Yeah, I hope everyone did go out to YouTube and check out Satyan dancing to Janeman Aa from last week. So Satyan, I think this Clubhouse podcast can just open up new career avenues for you.
It's about time. It's my time to shine, guys.
Yeah, speaking of Upen Patel, I think Namaste London might be a good shout as well for this category.
Really good film.
I don't remember it, but I remember falling asleep through it. So I cannot agree with you. Like, I genuinely remember.
It's a last week topic, though. It's so bad, it's good. I don't think I would give it. Under, I personally don't think I would give it underrated film.
What, really? I actually thought it was good.
I mean, the whole, like, must marry brown man because knows my culture, even though she grew up in the UK, is slightly overrated and very overly patriotic in my mind. But that's just my view on it.
I mean,
I just remember that speech. I remember the speech he gives, right? Where he's trying to explain to a white dude why India is so great. Yeah. And I'm like,
that speech is just the thing that stands out the most in that film.
No. I disagree with that.
Akshay's hair.
No, come on. Guys, it's the scene where is this the where she goes to see a bunch of guys and one of them is a fan of like TV series in India and out. That's
and he enacts them. He's like a soap opera fan.
Correct.
No?
Yes.
And he does the nahi, nahi, nahi.
Thank you. That's the scene of the movie.
That's the one.
Okay. I don't remember these scenes, so maybe I need to rewatch it. But I remember at the time thinking that this wasn't bad.
I think, though, to your point, Pish, like all of the, what I call the genre of Akshay Kumar, Katrina Kaif movies, I actually think, I mean, we pan them a lot thinking they're in the, like, they're more massy and like not as entertaining. But I actually think all of those movies are a little better than we give them credit for.
Wait, there was also like Humko Deewana Kar Gaye. Something like
that. There was Sing Is King, which I really like Sing Is King.
Sing Is King was funny. Yeah, but this Humko Deewana Kar Gaye was just weird.
On average, they're okay.
But speaking of Akshay Kumar, one of his best films and also a very, very underrated film is Special 26. I don't know if any of you...
God, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, so
phenomenal.
Good. Yeah, it's on my list as well.
One of those films that just like didn't do that well at the box office for some reason. Like a lot of people haven't watched it, but it's so, so good.
The common thing I keep hearing when I refer someone to that movie is, oh, it's Akshay Kumar, I hate him, I don't want to watch it. But I keep saying it's not about Akshay Kumar, it's such a beautifully written movie.
Yeah, I think absolutely. That's the one film where like, Akshay Kumar's presence really doesn't like dominate the movie, right?
Yeah, I actually picture Anupam Kher before Akshay Kumar.
Yeah, it's a true ensemble, I would say. Like, it's not just his movie.
Also, when someone just mentioned Humko Deewana Kar Gaye just now, it was another Himesh, another Himesh classic.
Yes. I think it's the same era. At some point, we definitely need to do a whole podcast on Himesh. The golden era of Himesh.
Sorry, before we go to the next movie, I realized I made a mistake in the first one. I've mixed up two movies because I'm still waking up. I actually mixed up Fasgare Obama and The President Is Coming. So they're two different movies, but I was talking about The President Is Coming, which is basically a few talented young Indians competing to be the one selected to shake George Bush's hand when he visits India.
Okay, then I will add Fasgare Obama is also very underrated. But that's also, that is Rajat Kapoor and Neha Dupia. And I think that one, they are all, they're all gangsters who are trying to like migrate to the US or something like that. It's basically about migration to the US.
Mm.
So both count.
Thank you. Equally good.
Another great Rajat Kapoor movie that's underrated is Bheja Fry.
Oh yes.
Good film.
Isn't it a complete copy of an English, like an American film?
It is, but I mean,
bring some like idiots to like dinner or like I can't even remember what it's
Dinner for now, Schmucks.
Dinner for Schmucks. There you go.
Yeah. Which was, I think, a French movie that was adapted badly. So actually, the Indian version I think is better than the US one for sure.
I think the order was actually the French movie and then Bheja Fry.
Yeah, French first.
And then Dinner for Schmucks came after even Bheja Fry. But I mean, Bheja Fry is just so funny. Like, it's this weird, like, you're so annoyed, but you can't stop watching.
Yeah, it's Ranveer Shori and Vinay Pathak at their finest, and that's just unbeatable.
That's not saying much, is it?
No, I love Vinay Pathak.
They're both great.
I think another film, with the whole like Ranveer Shori and Vinay Pathak sort of duo was Khosla Ka Ghosla. Like, you know what, there was the same genre of films, like a bunch of them who also like little underrated.
Yeah, Khosla Ka Ghosla is really, really
so
funny.
So good. Yeah.
I don't really? I think that did well though, right? I don't think that's underrated per se. But
I think it didn't get the due that it did, I think, at that time. It became like a sort of cult film after. Like not as bad as Rocket Singh, where like sort of no one watched it and then everyone liked it later on. But it was definitely didn't do as well, I think, at that time.
A more recent film that I thought was pretty underrated and that I feel like no one watched and it didn't do well was The Sky is Pink with Priyanka Chopra and Farhan Akhtar. Anyone seen it? No?
Yeah, no. I saw it.
That was a good movie. I intended to watch this and I actually heard really bad reviews about it where I was told that the movie is super slow and not very watchable. But I don't know. That's actually why I didn't watch it.
Movies, according to me, that they made, it's great.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. And the comment I got when I speak to people is that, oh, it's just like such a sad movie. I don't want to go and like cry for 2 hours.
Yeah. And, oh my God, same. That's the same thing.
But actually, I mean, obviously, it's a very sad topic, right? It's about this girl who has this like congenital heart condition, and she like ends up kind of passing away like super young, right? I don't know, 18 or 19 or something. But it's actually the way the movie's made is it's not so much about her. It's more about like the parents and their relationship and the family and how they deal with it. And B, it's also actually very funny in a lot of places and overall pretty uplifting, being like, you know, it's about how this, you know, she's has this condition her whole life and she knows about it throughout, right? But she still is super positive and just wants to like, you know, be a normal girl and like flirt with boys and do all of this stuff. And she's just like, why are all of you, you know, treating me like I'm some, like I need to be wrapped up in some like, you know, bubble wrap. I'm just like a person and I'm chilling. So I didn't think it was that sad a watch. Obviously, like in the end and stuff, it gets a bit sad, but yeah.
Fun fact about the movie. There's the song for Aisha in the movie, right? Which is like
that. Well.
Yeah. So it was actually written by her brother. The girl the movie is based on, the song was done is basically her brother's song, which is quite cool.
Yeah.
I have another relatively recent movie which I think didn't get the due it should have, which is Article 15. So I don't think it did badly. I mean, maybe it got critical acclaim, but it wasn't like a super box office hit. But I thought the movie was absolutely fabulous. Yeah. It's something that I would recommend to anybody to watch.
I watched it recently, and Vedika was also on this spot on Clubhouse. Watched it. We watched it together, and it was exceptional. We thought very, very heavy, but so well told. Not even a single line felt to be an added line, an extra line. Everything was so tight and just powerful.
Yeah, it was just it was.
I made the one about the encounter law, right?
No, this one's about accepting all religion. Create caste and not discriminating against anyone. With Aishwarya,
I'm thinking of that Bobby Deol one.
If Bobby Deol,
this one is the one
on discrimination.
Bobby
and this is Ayushman Khurrana, right?
Ayushman Khurrana, and then corrupt, basically amongst the police, particularly in UP and all of that. I mean, it's stuff that you know at some level, but to just watch a movie on that, I think makes you realize how privileged we are at more than anything.
I thought it did well, but maybe I'm wrong. But yeah, super good movie.
You're right. It didn't do badly. I just think it didn't do as well as it should have.
Yeah, fair enough. Another one, which I don't know actually if it's underrated because there's no like box office, it's hard to tell, was a Netflix original called Raat Akeli Hai. I think Satyan and I did a podcast about it in detail. But that's again like a kind of crime thriller,
whodunit,
but yeah. also has some elements of this, like, you know, class and all of these kind of things. And yeah, it's Nawazuddin and Radhika Apte. I thought it was really good.
I've got that on my list to watch now.
Yeah, one of the better whodunits in Bollywood, but again, it follows the same Agatha Christie style story, but
huge cast and
one big house, everyone sort of trapped inside, all the key characters revealed up front, so you keep trying to deduce who it was and come up with your own theories, and then the whole plot unfolds.
I watched that, and I watched Knives Out, and actually I was thinking about both of them, that people should just make these movies during COVID. It's such an easy bubble to create. It's a very quick like filming time. And I just imagine that from a logistical perspective, that's a very like really easy thing to do.
I actually also, I didn't think about it in exactly this way, but I also thought I had very similar vibes as Knives Out when watching this movie as well. Fike Ratha has joined us. Welcome, Fike.
Hi, guys. How are you all? Nice to be here. It's my first time at Bollywood Weekly Clubhouse Edition. So I don't know if you guys are aware of this movie. It's called Tere Naden, and it was Ali Zafar. And I think Pish knows my, this thing with Ali Zafar where I kind of, he was recently, we went to watch a movie in Singapore and he was in one of the movies. And yeah, and I think it's a really funny movie, but really underrated. And there are other characters in the movie as well, apart from him, who are good as well. So basically, I don't know if you're aware or any of you guys know what the movie is about. It's these guys in Pakistan, and there's like a bounty on Osama bin Laden, obviously. Yep. And they find this guy who looks similar to him. And yeah, that's basically just what the movie is about, and they go dress him up and start sending those videos, make him say things in Arabic, which he doesn't even know what he's talking about. And basically that's it. And I think it's a pretty good movie. Don't know how many of you agree with it, but yeah, that would be my favorite.
Fike, this was next on my list. I was just going to mention it. I'm so happy you brought it up. It was hilarious.
It's actually pretty good. And it's one of those movies where I was like, Ali Zafar can act, but he generally can't. But just in that movie, he was really funny.
What's funny is that it's the premise. It's a commentary on U.S. immigration laws, etc. But basically, Ali Zafar gets rejected. His visa gets rejected to the U.S. six or seven times. Yeah, but the first time he actually does get on the plane, he makes a video in his excitement to capture his, you know, saying, I'm finally going to the U.S. But on the plane, he drops the word bomb and hijack accidentally in mid-sentence. And that's why he gets caught and he gets deported. So he has this purpose to go back to the U.S. and he doesn't have the funds. So that's why he finds an Osama lookalike to make one of those videos out of a cave and sell it to different media houses to get money. So that, and that guy who plays Osama is so cute and innocent. He has no idea what the fuck is going on. Sorry for my language, but he is just so aloof, and that's the funny part. And it gets chaotic. Also, this movie, the only two countries in which it didn't release was America and Pakistan.
Oh yeah. And another funny bit to the movie is where, you know, there's this guy, he's in a lot of movies. He's kind of that indie actor sorts, can't remember his name. And he is basically, he has this TV or news, local news channel called something. And then he basically reenacts this thing that actually happened in Pakistan at the train station, where the guy goes, Sare Yatri, or, you know, in Urdu, Sare Passengers, I don't know, the ghar jare, and then he keeps getting interrupted by people randomly. It's actually a really funny video, and they've kind of reenacted that into the movie. So yeah, that was one of the other funniest bits in there.
One other reason for everyone to watch it also has an iconic chicken talent show.
Oh yeah.
If you, the in case you've never seen that before.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, but this movie I also really liked. Switching gears to another, like, I think this was like a massive, like, big budget movie which flopped, but I thought was really good, was Bombay Velvet.
You thought it was good?
I agree with you. I really thought it was good, and I didn't understand why it flopped.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it had four parts. So many plot twists. It was not in sync.
When you say not in sync, what do you mean?
Isn't this the movie that had four parts and then it was combined?
No.
No.
Yeah, okay. No, it was. It had a part one and it did, didn't it?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of Ludo?
Isn't this the movie where one of those shots is...
It would make more sense for Ludo to have four
the
parts.
Guy singing at the train station.
Yeah, thank you.
I haven't seen Ludo.
Ludo was great.
Ludo is really good, by the way, if no one has watched it.
I've heard really bad, so I'll put it on the list. Thank you.
Yeah, I also heard bad things about Ludo. But I mean, coming back to Bombay Velvet, I just felt like it just got a lot of like bad publicity and press because it was the first time Anurag Kashyap was doing this like a big budget movie. And then the budget kept going like more and more out of control. And I don't know if I'm digressing a bit, but I find it weird that like people in India are so obsessed with like box office figures. Like, how does it matter? Like, if you like a movie, go watch it. You don't need to be like, oh, this movie did 150 crores and so it's great. Or if it was made on this budget, it has to make XYZ. Like, I don't know.
I just remember like thinking, because I think I got through three quarters of the movie before actually shutting it down. And I just remember at some points just watching the movie going, there's way too many like plot holes for it to make any sense to me. And so that was my takeaway from the film.
I don't know. It's been a while, so I don't like remember the like specific plot points. But in general, I mean, I was quite, I thought like it has a really good cast, like all the main actors at least.
Yeah.
I won't comment on Karan Johar's acting skills, but Ranveer and Anushka are really good. I really like the music as well. It's quite different from what you would normally see in a Bollywood movie. So I don't know. I enjoyed it.
It kind of reminds me a little bit of Tamasha in terms of like, that's another one where I felt that I got like a fairly bad review, and it wasn't great, but it was also not as bad as people said it was. So I think from that perspective, it kind of comes in as underrated.
Yeah, I actually 100% agree with Tamasha because I think it's something that is so... It was a topic and a script that was so different for India, and I just genuinely think people didn't get it. And like with Imtiaz Ali, I am just so disappointed. Like nothing will ever take away from what he did to me in Jab Harry Met Sejal, so it's hard to say a good word about him. But genuinely, like, Tamasha was a very good movie, which actually had an amazing script. And I was like sad that didn't get more, attention. And the other one that he's done, which I also love, is Highway. And I feel like sometimes it got lost in that initial, you know, Alia Bhatt's like ditzy, like let's go on Karan Johar and act like a moron type of shit. But genuinely, like Highway was a phenomenal movie, and you could see this girl had talent very early. And I just feel like somehow it got lost in between somewhere.
Yeah, I think that was a really good movie.
Another movie I wanted to talk about was Peeply Live. I don't know if you've seen, if you guys have discussed this earlier, but. And I don't know if it's underrated either because it's it was the India's entry into the Oscars, but I think it's been sort of underappreciated in a while. I don't know if you guys have seen Peeply Live.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet.
I've actually seen it, and it's interesting because it's like a satire on like news and media in India. It's interesting because I feel like every passing year it becomes more and more relevant.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I actually think it's one of the funniest movies I've seen in the last like few years in terms of how they managed to, you know, it's obviously a very dense and heavy subject. Basically, it's about, you know, farmers committing suicide, but by kind of focusing on like these two characters and how their kind of situation is so absurd, it's like, I think because I remember I did a podcast with you, Pish, on Ki and Ka, which is another kind of social issue type movie. But, you know, and that, you know, the way they do it in that is like they kind of hammer home the the thing where the main characters are kind of trying to drive home the point every dialogue that they have.
Yeah, they try to break stereotypes by reinforcing stereotypes.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Whereas this, I think, by just highlighting how absurd it is and like how comical the situation is, I mean, in a kind of depressing way, to be honest. But it's, yeah, I think it's like one movie I've actually watched like 5 times over the years just because it's just so easy for me to watch it throughout.
Yeah. I think, I mean, so since we've kind of already gone into the thing of like smaller movies, which maybe didn't kind of get their due. Another one, Sinha, I don't remember if you were the one who watched it with me or who it was, but was a movie called Waiting. It's with Nasiruddin Shah. It's based and Kalki Kochlin. It's basically about the two of them like meet in a hospital, right? Yeah, in Cochin, and they're both there to like visit their loved ones, and they end up just like talking to each other and like building up a rapport. So it's like a very dialogue based film, but it's really like nicely done.
I haven't seen that either.
I think we there was another one that I didn't do Waiting with you, but I did see, I think, Trapped with you, which was another, I think, underrated movie that's gone under the radar in terms of, it's about like...
Rajkumar Rao, right?
Rajkumar Rao.
Gets trapped in his own house.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's probably one of his first like breakout films that perhaps in terms of his acting ability that didn't... I don't think it did that well in the box office, but that's another one that I...
Yeah, remember. I think it's an incredible film, especially because, you know, there's absolutely nothing else going on. Like, he's literally just carrying there's nothing. There's just this one house with no furniture or anything else. And he's just carrying the whole film just based on his acting talent. I think he's done an incredible job in that film.
Yeah, Trapped is really good as well.
There's another Netflix film, which I don't know. I mean, it probably didn't get that much due, but Love Per Square Feet. This is before, like... Vicky Kaushal became who he is today, sort of a thing. I don't know if you guys
I thought that was a really nice, beautiful...
It was a great story. It had such great humor as well, right? And like some... they had like Siddharth Roy Kapoor. They had a cameo from Ranbir Kapoor, but I don't know why it never really got any traction.
Yeah, I think it was one of the very first Netflix originals when they just kind of launched in India. So I think maybe a lot of people just like didn't see it because I think Netflix took a while to catch on.
Speaking of Siddharth Roy Kapoor, I genuinely do think, and I know that it had a huge like controversy or whatever around it when it first came out. Delhi Belly to this day, I think, is like one. I know that it got the A rating and that's why a lot of people went to watch it, and it's a lot of like essentially toilet humor. But I actually thought I had higher hopes that India would end up doing more comedies like that. And I think it tried to replicate and with like terrible results.
Yeah, Delhi Belly was outstanding.
One of the funniest movies I've ever watched.
Yeah,
I remember I was just laughing through the whole movie. And it was very awkward because I was watching it with my mother. So I didn't know whether to laugh, like laugh sheepishly or what. But it was hilarious.
Sorry, just to clarify, we're talking about Kunal Roy Kapoor, right? Not Siddharth.
Yes, Kunal Roy Kapoor.
Yes. Yeah, my bad.
I was really confused for a second. We're like, oh, I just knew he was like the CEO of whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's my bad,
Yes, Kunal.
He was in the movie,
It's Kunal, all the Kunal. Same. It doesn't matter. Like, all three. Well, those two are the same. Aditya Roy Kapoor is definitely somebody else's kid, but that's fine.
Delhi Belly also gave us the classic "I Hate You Like I
Love
You." Oh
my God! I was just going to talk about that song. So
what a song!
I went to this movie with a bunch of like non-Indian people, and everyone who came out just remembered that song. They were like, "It's so bad, it's so good," and I was like, "What really?" Like the whole movie, because they watched the whole thing with subtitles, of course, right? And they were like, "No, but this song makes no sense, but it's so catchy."
But also the DK Bose thing. They were just so smart and funny. And yeah, it was really good.
They also had Veer Das in the movie, who was such a phenomenal guy, man. Like, such a good writer as well.
And it was when he was just, I think, starting to really, like, grab in Bollywood,
I mean, it's this and then, like, Masti Zade, right? So, like, poor guy. I mean, I think Delhi Belly did better for him.
Wasn't one of the songs Ja Chadel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ja Chadel.
Okay, I'm just going to read the... Because for some comic relief, I'm just going to read the track listing. So there's Bhaag Ke Bos. There's Udhar Wale Kisko, Nakhar Wale Disco.
Disco.
Oh my God, yes.
Segal Bhoosh, Bedardi Raja, which should be like... I don't know. That should be the name of a movie. Ja Chadel, Sweetie Tera Pyar Chaida.
Oh my God.
Like I Love You.
That's a famous one, Sweetie.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Actually,
there were so many songs.
I think what happens with a lot of these movies is that when they're a little more intense or if they're A-rated, etc., I think they don't get the replay on television in India and stuff. So you get it. Now it's different because we see things on streaming. But like, I think if it didn't get like that 5-6 years of like repeat watching on whatever Z Cafe, etc. I think it just didn't catch on as like a rewatchable thing. And so it kind of gets lost somewhere. So, but it's sad because I think these type of movies now, especially if like streaming is paying for them, would probably do really, really well.
Yeah.
I can't remember too many popular A-rated Bollywood movies in the 2000s.
Yeah.
You don't remember Kya Super Cool Hai Hum?
Oh my God.
I believe that was 2010.
Doesn't that also have like 7 sequels?
But the original one was in the 2000s, that's right.
The only thing I remember is that the sequel, I think, was the first A-rated film to make 100 crores. And I was like, wow, what is happening?
People are so jobless.
I just remember, like, I think, I don't remember if it was the original or the sequel, but it was just one song that said, kya, 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 cool hai hum. And I don't know why, it's just so catchy. It just kept playing in my head over and over. Like, I don't know what, like, which movie it was from, honestly.
Wasn't it Kya Cool Hai Hum?
Yeah, but it was like, but it goes like, kya, 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 kya cool hai hum. And it, just, it was just that thing over and over again. That was basically the title track. And it's just so catchy. It's crazy.
I would have to agree.
Actually, one more streaming one that I watched recently, and I end up watching more Netflix now than anything else, but I don't know if you guys watched AK versus AK, which was
that was good.
Anurag Kashyap, Anil Kapoor. I mean, like, the ending was really shitty and that's up, but overall the concept was amazing. I love this idea of people playing. Really? It was very like Entourage, like this fictionalized version of yourself. And it's the only time I have seen Harshvardhan Kapoor like grace a screen and not just piss me off from end to end.
Not shit himself also, yes.
He was really good. I'm like, maybe you should get a reality show because your normal persona is less annoying than your acting.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he was sort of good, I would say, in Bhavesh Joshi. But this movie was very, very good for him, I think. I mean, you know, in terms of people watching him, I probably think he had more audience for AK versus AK.
Yeah.
Bhavesh Joshi is another one I've heard people say is underrated, but I haven't watched it.
I mean, I didn't finish it, truth be told. I think I went through half of it. And I was like, okay, good concept, but I can't. Like, I think I couldn't take Harshvardhan Kapoor so seriously to finish the movie. There's just something about him, very strange.
There's just something off about
him. Yeah, I don't know. I feel so bad saying this, but, you know, I mean, because everyone else works really hard to put a movie together and, you know, one guy making it so bad for you is not right. But sadly, he does. So, you know.
What
I just love this idea of him trying to get into an Anurag Kashyap movie. And that was basically a running joke throughout the entire
movie. There was a meme because he said the amount of times he used the word fuck in that sequence, like in that 9 or 10 minute whatever, was like over 100 times.
Yes, yeah.
Someone actually wrote that, you know, that's the amount of times he used it, which is crazy.
Funny random aside on Harshvardhan Kapoor. His first movie was Mirza, right?
Yeah.
It's like weird.
The horse movie.
Yeah, the horse movie, yes.
The horse movie.
So, this was during a kind of bleak period for Bollywood Weekly, where a lot of my regular guests in Singapore, many of whom are on this call, had all for various reasons left Singapore, like Satyen and Arjun and others. And so I found it very hard to actually convince people to go for all the terrible, crappy movies, as you may have gathered from Satyen's contributions on last week's podcast. That is something that was usually never a problem. And so I didn't convince anyone to go to Mirzia with me. And so I decided, okay, fine, I'll just go watch it by myself, and then I'll find someone somewhere to record the podcast over Skype or whatever. And I went to the theater, which is, for people who are familiar with Singapore, Jade. Back then was the one like Hindi movie theater which serves vada paos and stuff, which is amazing. And I got there, and I didn't book the tickets in advance because, I mean, it's Mirzia, no one is going to watch it. And it turns out that not only was that I couldn't convince any of my friends in Singapore, nobody in Singapore wanted to watch this movie, so they canceled the show because I was the only person who showed up. And I showed up like 5 minutes late. So they were like, yeah, sorry, if you showed up 5 minutes early, then maybe we would have still showed it because we would have got one ticket's worth of money from you. Oh. But now we canceled it.
I respect you more now, Pish.
Yeah, the things I've done, man.
Wait, so did you ever end up watching this movie?
I did not.
That is unbelievable. You went to a movie and they shut it down.
That's the vote of no confidence that I needed to convince me to not watch this movie.
Yeah, to be fair, isn't Clubhouse going to change a lot of that? People could just watch movies wherever they are. And then you could do like a session here.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. It's a good thing for you.
I have asked him to do this. By the way, I was trying to be his like movie buddy and like do all of these screenings with him. I have never been asked once.
I mean, COVID happened, Darvish.
Sure.
Well, now there's like Netflix party, right?
I was going to say, now we can def do like Netflix movie reviews. Amazon movie reviews.
Yes, yeah. Yes, we can.
But to be fair, Pish, you and I and all the others, we've gone to watch movies, but all of them were really good ones. One of them was Rock On 2, and then there was that Shah Rukh Khan movie.
Please say zero.
No. It's the one where he's from Gujarat, illegal alcohol. What's that movie called?
Oh, Race.
Race. Yeah,
that's the one.
And there was another one.
That's a great movie.
That's a good movie. It's pretty good. Buzz Nawaz is so good.
I will say, in the spirit of underrated, I know that there are controversial opinions on this about lack of love for Shah Rukh Khan, etc. I think that Shah Rukh Khan should now have a phase of his life where he only plays villains because he's better at it. And like, I was just thinking about this the other day. I don't remember a movie where he's like either Shades of Grey or a villainous character, which is bad. Like, he's always just so comfortable in that. I just think he needs to do that and stop doing movies.
Actually,
like Zero.
He did a movie with Alia Bhatt where he's kind of, he has a
different role. Gears in the Ghee.
Yeah, Dear Zindagi. Yeah. I think that was a pretty good movie too. It's not a villain.
That's her movie though. That did really well. That actually did well.
And for Shah Rukh Khan, that's a very good space.
Because he's playing his age.
Yeah, exactly. I was just gonna say, like, with I agree with you, like him trying to be the villain, because not to be mean, but like now his face sort of looks villainy versus versus think of like the 90s movies, right?
I think you're gonna get blocked by half the people in this podcast.
I'm sorry if I'm offending anyone.
Somehow we always end up you want me a battle of Shah Rukh Khan fans.
But as well, no.
Next podcast.
I was like, think of him in Kalo now, right? Like that face, it can't be a villain, you know, like there's something about that face. He was so nice. Like this whole Shades of Grey thing doesn't work for him. He was just black and white back then. But now it's just like, I don't know, age or whatever happened to him. And those roles are suiting him now somehow. You know, that.
But I think even early, I mean, Bazir and Dar and Anjaam. He's so good. Like,
that's
he's so good.
He is convincing.
And then he goes like in between. He did like Dawn 1. I think that movie should never have been remade. But Dawn 2 is actually a very good movie. And like all of those movies where he gets to kind of just be an asshole, I think he does really well.
On which I think speaking of this, right, a very good segue to another underrated movie is Fan. I don't know any of you.
Oh my god, yes.
The second half kind of goes off the rails, but I thought the whole the concept and also his acting was really
good.
Is it really acting for Shah Rukh Khan to act someone who loves Shah Rukh Khan?
It's actually hard if you think about it, right? Because you've always seen your fans from a third person view, but like now you are one. And to play someone of like a younger age who actually likes him but hates him somehow, it's weird. Like I think that was a very complicated role. I think he did it pretty well, actually.
Pish was actually the one that told me not to watch this movie. He was like, the first half is great, but the second half is so bad.
I agree. The second half is weird. Yeah, the first half is great. I agree.
I don't remember the exact conversation, but the second half is pretty awful. But the thing that I also liked about it is, which I think I talked about in the last podcast and Darvish attacked me, but I actually think Shah Rukh Khan is a good actor. And it frustrated me that before this movie, he was doing all this nonsense like Happy New Year and Chennai Express and whatever.
Hey, Happy New Year is great.
Oh, Chennai Express is a phenomenal movie, okay?
I'm sorry, I'm Indian. There is no way anything in Chennai Express, except for the scene maybe with the train, was remotely funny or entertaining.
Another South Indian here, and I concur.
Yeah, Satyan, all the South Indians are just like, yeah, this is what South India is. Great, Lungi dance all the way.
Yeah, that's what. We don't all talk like this, okay?
I don't know about you. I'm also South Indian and I do the Lungi dance almost daily. So I thought it was pretty accurate.
So now you're half. It doesn't count.
Yeah, it's in half a Lungi dance.
thank you for that image.
If you great. Sorry, speaking of Lungi dance, I just remember this other video by stand-up comic. I forget his name. He's a Tamil stand-up comic, but he does a segment where he responds to the Lungi dance by writing a song for the North Indians. And it's hilarious. I will find you that clip if you want it. Just I can send it to you on Instagram or wherever. But even if you Google Tamil stand-up comic response to Lungi dance, it is so funny.
Add to your watch list after Satyan dancing. Yeah. Awesome.
Two other movies I just wanted to bring up. One is Stanley Ka Dabba, which I just remembered.
Yes.
And Masan.
They're both pretty good movies, actually. I think they also did well.
I think they got a lot of critical acclaim. But yeah, these movies all just kind of get lost in the rewatch.
Yeah. Mm. There are so many, you just can't find them or remember them.
Another one is... which I watched on a plane, I didn't literally know this movie existed before that, was Neil Bhatte Sanata.
I love that film.
Yeah.
Also, I love Swara Bhaskar, so that kind of helps significantly.
Yeah, it's again one of these movies which talks about like this whole class divide in India, but from a different perspective. It's Swara Bhaskar even plays a domestic help, and she's like trying to put her daughter to school, and so that her daughter kind of has a better life than she did. And it's just very nicely feel good, nicely done feel good film.
I think one to bring it back, I know that we talked about Farhan Akhtar earlier on, but two movies that I think I just don't feel like did as well or don't get talked about. One is For Him, which is Kartik Calling Kartik, which I actually thought was a really smart movie. And it was fun and the music was good. And the twist is actually a twist, which is always fun. And the other one was, which is more to do with Zoya than him, is I actually really enjoyed Luck by Chance. I thought it was a very well-made movie and I couldn't understand why it didn't do better. And now when you look back on all of her stuff, like I actually think Luck by Chance was like very introspective and she was like writing about the industry she grew up in. So I thought it was a pretty cool thing, but it just never picked up.
Yeah, fully agreed on both of those. Luck by Chance, I guess it's just like maybe like it didn't have like mass appeal. Kartik Calling Kartik, I also thought was very kind of ahead of its time a bit because it like talked about like mental health and stuff in a relatively mainstream movie, which and this was I think quite a few years before Tamasha. So I thought that was also good. We have some new folks in the chat. So I see Madhavi and Ruhi. Do you guys want to jump in and share your favorite underrated movies?
Hi. Hi, Aditya and Avesh and everybody else. I don't know if it's been brought up, and it's again an A-list listers movie, Palash. Now, that is a movie that I really enjoyed. I loved it, even though I knew the climax because it blew up over Facebook and Twitter. And even when I watched the movie again and again, I can still feel the thrill of the movie. I think it was very, very well done because the storytelling was very coherent, as well as all the acting and everything. I just think it's a perfect movie. It's one of my favorite movies.
I fully agree to a large extent, except for that plot twist, which I think after watching such an excellent film, it really hurt to watch that plot twist, to be honest.
Yeah, same here. Exactly. That's the part that hurt me.
But you're right. It was a fantastic film until that point. I think, like, I never really understood the plot twist and why they did it that way. But I think acting-wise, even though I don't necessarily love Karina, I think, you know, phenomenal acting. Great film.
I think Rani was also outstanding in the movie, by the way. She was just amazing.
Yep. Hi, guys. I've been listening to the podcast for years, so thanks a lot. I'm a big Bollywood fan. The one movie that I was thinking of that I don't know if anyone brought it up, but there was this Sushmita movie that she did way back in 2003 called Samay, When Time Strikes. I don't know if anyone's watched it.
Oh, maybe I have.
Yeah, it had a very popular song also. It was like not related to the movie. The movie is mostly a thriller, but the song is called Laila Laila. I don't know if anyone's heard of this movie.
I remember the song, but I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, no, the movie is really good. The song has nothing to do with the movie itself. It's just like a random item song, but the whole like premise, it's pretty much like a kidnapping and like, you know, how Sushmita is a cop who's kind of finding the kidnapper and that. I don't remember the exact detail and like the whole storyline, but it was a really good movie.
Apparently, it's loosely based on the Hollywood movie Seven.
I think I've seen it. I think I saw it on TV when it came out or something. Yeah, I think it was pretty nice. Yeah, but I don't remember the details. Sorry.
No worries. Sushmita...
It also has Nana Patekar, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And I was going to say, it's not obviously a movie, but if anyone has watched Arya on Hotstar, that was also pretty good.
Yeah, Arya's pretty good. There's a season 2 coming out, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Okay, any other underrated movies before? I think we've been going for an hour plus. So we
I don't know about it. Underrated, but one of the movies that I always love to talk about is Garam Masala. John Abraham and...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The classic, amazing movie. And Akshay Kumar.
Paresh Rawal also makes the movie as much as, you know.
John Mambo, favorite character. And actually, you know what? The funniest way, what's his name? Akshay Kumar gets stuck with a girl in one room and the girl in the other room. And then it's just a hilarious and a funny movie. And one that I could watch multiple times. I don't know how it did on the box office, but yeah, definitely wanted to talk about it.
An Adnan Sami classic.
Adnan Sami.
The song that is, yes.
Oh.
Kiss Me Baby.
The title.
Right? All right. Yeah. Fair.
Okay. Yeah.
Paresh Rawal should get more credit than he knew. I think he gets enough credit, to be fair. But he's really good. And that Mambo guy, what's his name?
Not sure.
The little guy.
Rajpal Yadav.
Rajpal Yadav?
Oh, yes.
Have you seen Bhulbhulaiya? He's so funny in that one.
Oh, my God. He's
so good.
I recently rewatched Bhulbhulaiya, and it was amazing. I mean, it's sad that he doesn't get work, or he doesn't do much work.
There's a Bhulbhulaiya 2 coming out with Kartik Aaryan, which is the worst thing that I've heard.
I refuse to even acknowledge that that it's in the works. It's, you know, just Karthik Aaryan just so awkward.
Why? I mean, he was so good in Love Aajkal, the second one.
Oh my god. Yeah, no comment on Love Aajkal 2 or 2020, whatever it is.
I mean, Karthik kind of has his niche, right? Like the whole, I don't know, Panchnama thing. And like he did the same thing in every other movie. But I guess Love Aajkal showed that, you know, he's kind of limited in his acting.
You know, I was just going to say, Sarah Ali Khan was so cringy to watch that you're like, oh, okay, Karthik Aaryan.
She made Karthik look better, right?
Exactly.
I agree.
That was the problem, I think.
I would say the one Karthik Aaryan movie which I kind of liked and might fall into the underrated category is Lukka Chuppi with Kriti Sanon.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That's the one where they have to, like, fake marriage or something.
Yeah, because they wanted to live in together.
Apparently, really there's this movie called Akashvani, which is very, like, underrated according to, I don't know, what online people think. But I'm just curious, like, has anyone watched that?
No.
Who's in the movie?
Nope.
It's him what and Nusrat, the Panchnama girl. Like, he's always paired with Nusrat.
Oh, it's Karthik Aaryan. Okay.
Yeah, Karthik. Wow. Karthik and Nusrat mostly. It's not a, like, a comedy and, like, it's, like, some kind of serious topic. But apparently, it's very good.
I think this is a movie that he sort of spoke about, where he said that he tried to... digress from like the Pyar Ka Panchnama sort of movies, and he tried something and it didn't work, and then he went back to making Sonu Ki Thi Chuki, whatever, right?
I think it's the same thing. I think it's by Lavranjan, the same guy who made all these movies.
He did mention that he was trying to do something serious and it didn't work out, and then of course then he got like Love Aajkal and then Pati Patni or Wo and all those movies.
Speaking of, since we were talking about Paresh Rawal a little while earlier, another film that I thought was really underrated is a film called Oh My God.
It's one of the best movies I must have seen the last decade.
Yeah.
I feel it's a really interesting premise. It's Paresh Rawal who decides that he's going to try and sue God. So that in itself is super interesting. But so the first half, I would say, is pretty like funny because it's Paresh Rawal being himself. But then in the second half, it becomes very like thought-provoking in a way, right? It's about like how in the name of religion, all these like people in India do all these like religious like gurus and babas are just like running scams, right? And it's actually very similar to PK in that sense. And so that when PK came out, many people hadn't seen Oh My God. So they were like, oh, this is amazing. But actually, it was like quite, without making any accusations, I would say it was quite similar in terms of the tone.
So fun fact about Oh My God, right? So it was actually originally it's a theater play, actually, where Paresh Rawal was in this but it was based in Gujarati, basically. And I remember because I went to watch the play in, you know, Gujarati in Queens, because I was living in New York back in, like, I would say, like, 2010, 2011 or something like that. And then they remade it in Hindi to just get better traction. But Paresh Rawal was playing the same character that he does in the movie as well, in the Gujarati, like, theater play, whatever it's called. But that's the origin of the story, of the plot of the movie.
Wow. Interesting.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's super cool.
But it also has Akshay Kumar playing God, which is just hilarious.
Yeah.
There's probably a precursor of what was going to happen with the nationalism stuff, right?
Yeah. Because like if you see Akshay Kumar pre-Narendra Modi and after, it's hilarious. That should be a whole different segment.
Akshay Kumar has his own genre at this point.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
It's like, this movie is Akshay
Kumar. Do four movies and not give a crap about any of them.
Okay, guys, I think we're going to wrap this up. This has been super fun and insightful. I have a whole bunch of new movies to add to my list of things to watch, which I will probably never end up watching based on how my list is currently going. But yeah, thank you so much, guys, for joining us. We'll do this again next Sunday, provided everyone is still keen to come and talk and listen.